Hello there.
Kia ora.
Hi Jenna, how are you? Welcome. Let's talk books. Let's talk books.
I'm going to talk to you about a book that is about books.
A book about books? About book about books? The person who's talking to us about books, who works at a bookshop, talking to a book about books?
Yes. So this book, I just adored it. It's called The Library Book by Susan Orlean.
It looks like a pretty book. Could you pass it over here so I can look how pretty it is? Because I thought there was an upside down love heart, but it's a fire or a flame on the cover there.
I actually had to read it for my book club, and I'm so glad I did. But it's a memoir kind of true crime type story.
This is a book only Susan Orlean could have written. I like any good library. It's bursting with incredible tales and characters. There could be no better book. For the bookish.
Yes, yeah, it is a good book for the bookish. So Susan Orlean, she'd moved to LA. She's a writer for the long form writer for the New Yorker. And she moved to LA and she went down to the Central LA Library. And she was like,
I'm here, I might as well go to the Central LA Library.
And right. She was talking to a librarian and she picked up this book and he said, oh, it might still smell of smoke, that one. And she was like, what are you talking about?
I love that.
And then he said, well, there's this big fire here in the 80s. And so she gets so obsessed with this fire, 400,000 books were burned in this fire in 1986.
On purpose.
Well, that's the question. So,
oh, hold on, I've got a music for that. So hold on. Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
What am I supposed to say?
Well. I'm a mysterious.
It was very delayed.
Yeah, yeah. Should have been prepared for that. We'll start again. So there's this bookshop in Central LA,
library.
Sorry, the Central LA Library. Went down there. She got the book,
and then. That's funny because you're reading a book.
Yeah.
Yes. And libraries are full of books. Sorry, carry on.
So we'll get back.
It's a book for the bookish, apparently, as well. It's a real book lover's book. It's for book lovers who like books.
For people who don't know what's happening, Tess just walked into the room. So
okay, so this is what you can do again, and I'll get it on time. So tell the story again.
Oh, I don't know what to say now. So what do I say?
So she's in the LA Library, Central LA Library. See, she goes to get a book out. The person on the desk says,
that one might still smell of smoke. And she's like, why?
Because there's been a big fire. And so then I go, oh, what? Not on purpose, though.
Well.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay, sorry, everyone.
So now
we're
up to speed.
Really drawn out. So she delves into the life of the suspected arsonist, who was a man called Harry Peak, who was quite a bizarre, like, kind of wannabe actor, really just not known for telling the truth. But then, of course, it's one of those books that's not just about this massive fire. It's about libraries in general and the history of the Central LA Library, which is a really, you know, in the late 1800s, the library system was really exclusive, membership based. It was men only, children weren't allowed. Then when you look at what the library is today, Central LA Library has, you can get a high school diploma through the library.
Really?
They have really amazing outreach programs where they send book buses out to communities. But they'll have a nurse on the bus. And, you know, they're just doing the most incredible things. And this captures the joy and democracy and wonderfulness of a library. And I just loved it. She looks at the architect and who built the main library building now, Bertram Goodhue.
Was that after the fire?
No. That was the Goodhue building was built, oh gosh, off the top of my head, it was in the 50s, I think. It moved around a lot. And the building's really amazing because it's, he was really known for like neo-Gothic architecture, but then he made this like quite blocky building, but it has this big kind of
peak
at the top. Yeah, and then that's quite religious looking. And then looks at the different librarians, and it's just such a joyful read. And I've actually found it the last few weeks really, really hard to read. Like, I've just been on the internet and feeling really sad, and this really got me back into reading.
Oh, that's
again,
nice.
It was just
got you back into
so
reading.
Joyful.
Yay.
Yeah, my 1 week like downtime of reading.
A book like that is nice.
Yeah,
I had a book like that
comforting.
At the start of the year.
Yeah.
Where you're like trying really hard to get back into it and nothing's really happening, and then you get a book and you're like, this is the one.
It's really evocative as well, because I think most people would have had an experience with the library, especially as a school kid. And I like how she talks about the library is probably one of the first places as a child that you have autonomy over your own self, because often your family would walk in there and then you would disperse, so you're in the children's section.
That's
by
so
yourself.
True, eh? That's so true.
And so that time where you're by yourself and looking at what you want, but has their own little section. And you know, I was one of those kids that would hang out at the library after school waiting for mum to finish it. They're kind of like babysitting.
That's how it started, is it? Yeah. Right, I see. Yes, yes, yes.
But good news is that Susan Olleen is coming to
Writers Festival. Oh, for the biggest festival. It's going to be the biggest Writers Festival of all time. There's ever been ever.
They've been pretty good.
They keep getting better, surely.
I don't know. There's lots of people, I think, we're going to talk about this in the future. You might know their name, but then you delve into what to do.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
And that's where I go, oh, no,
any points in that. So there's lots of stakeholders of that. That's the
program.
And find out.
I just want to read it. Names. It's for the story. You just either come out right away and you're around the time you can find gems in
there. Analogy.
So Susan Olleen is speaking on Sunday the 19th of May, 1 to 2 p.m., and she's with Simon Wilson. So I just thought this book was just so good. It was one of the best books I've read this year.
Wow.
So it's, yeah. So it's non-fiction.
Wow.
It's non-fiction.
Non-fiction.
Hey, Jenna, how many books have you read this year?
We always ask this question.
I haven't counted.
You need to count.
I'll count and let you know next week.
Weren't you 3 a week or something? Was that you?
It just depends how long it is
two
and
or three,
what
yeah.
I'm up to. Yeah. Maybe at least one or two. Yeah. But this past few weeks, I've just read this. Yeah.
Tease, how many a week?
Oh, I'm not a book a week person. I've read four this year, which
that's
for
great.
Me is great.
I'm on two. I think I'm with. Someone asked me that.
I asked you that recently, I think.
Was it you?
Yeah.
I'm sure someone asked me at Time Out when I was there.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Like just a gentle pressure from how many books you read this year.
But everyone at their own pace. Some people are fast, some people are slow.
I've had a lot on this year, and I'm happy with my three that I think I've read.
And it's like about the books you're reading too. Because sometimes some books I'll finish in 3 days and others will take me a month.
And some books I put aside and they go, oh, didn't finish that, I need to finish that. And I'll
But see, the problem when you do that and you put it aside for long enough and then you go back to it, you almost have to start it again.
Yeah, that's not
so kind of.
Books are so cool. Libraries are so cool.
Actually, when I was I was just waiting to come up here, and I booked at my local library, booked a book to come, to get sent from Takapuna to Mount Roskill, which is the book about the Central Library of LA, so I can read about the architecture.
But you were just tapping at your hand as if it was your phone.
Oh, it's like on my phone, yeah.
So that you can go on an app and book a book from your phone.
Yeah, and then they'll send it from a different library to the local library.
You can book a book that's a book about a place that stores books.
Yeah.
But so you can,
you can
like,
book that for yourself.
Can I have this at my local one? And the app will just be like, yeah, sure.
Libraries will do anything. They want you to get better brains. Hey, that's the thing about
that's
libraries.
So amazing.
They're so happy to help you.
Such amazing spaces. And especially like the spaces that they've turned into for homeless people as well. You know, I've always thought, oh, if I have nothing to do, I'll just go wait at the library. But the Central LA Library, like, laws had been changing that you couldn't have your tent on the street during the day. So then the library, that's Susan Olleen sits in a meeting and they're like, okay, what can we do about this? Do we need large lockers so our homeless patrons can put their belongings in there for the day and go back out again? They're just pure hearts. It's just amazing.
Good job. How do libraries make money? How do they stay alive? Is it funding or is it all?
I think it's all funding, isn't it?
But council? Yeah.
Council?
Government?
Council?
Yeah. Text in if you know to 5395 because we clearly don't.
Yeah, I really gained it because, I mean, the books in the bookstore and at Time Out, we have an amazing community and we really, you know, the other day a woman came in and she showed me all the money she had in her bank account and then she said, okay, if I take out my rent and stuff, how much do I have left over? So we do those little bits.
To help out.
But libraries are just like times a million. So, you know, I love bookstores, but I encourage you to come to Time Out. But libraries are just wonderful too. Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna. The name of the book is
The Library Book by Susan Olleen. It's $33 and you can get it at Time Out with your B card.
Woohoo! Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.